we gotta go home. Welcome back here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. Michael Horn along with Paul Stern.
Kind of an interesting story how we kind of came in contact with the Foresight wine, Mike. Kind of alluded to it by kind of just earlier mentioning that I was kind of going through a stack of stuff of some wineries and the people that we would have liked to experience that maybe we had in the past. And that is actually the case. Was the Anderson Valley up in the area near Mendocino in Mendocino County is an area that we have not yet really actually experienced or been to ourselves personally. And so it's with great pleasure that we welcome onto the program Christy Charles from Foresight Wine.
Christy, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Paul, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a great honor to have you there. And Paul is right. We want to get up there this year. You're going to be looking out for us to get us up to some of the events I'm sure that they hold there. But let me just tell everybody, Christy was born in Anderson Valley. That is above Healdsburg and above Alexander Valley as you go up Highway 101 and then you head off left to the coast and you get into the Mendocino area. Anderson Valley is right in between. Am I right? 101 and Mendocino? Is that kind of where you're located?
Yeah, that's correct. We're squarely between 101 and the Mendocino coast, so we're about 2 hours from the Golden Gate Bridge, give or take.
And you are the fourth generation of the Charles family to live on family land outside of the town of Boonville, and you've been living there, and you've been you're raising animals, riding, showing horses, 4-H company, raising, you had pet chickens, rabbits, everything else. You got your family up there. Now, how did this whole thing start? Let's go back four generations. How did the Charles family get involved in all this?
Well, my grandfather and great-grandfather actually came out in the 40s, and they started Charles Lumber Company because that was the big boom here, was the timber business. And we are surrounded by redwoods, and we're very heavily forested. So, there were probably 30 working family mills here in Anderson Valley, which is only about 15 miles long. So it's a lot for a small amount.
Would these be your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and did they actually, were they born here? Someone said they came to New York, then went to Chicago, went to South Dakota, and then ended up in Anderson Valley. Is that kind of correct? Where did they come from originally in the old country?
So my father's side of the family is mostly French, German. They were Huguenots. They came over in the 1600s and made their way west. The same story as many families looking for opportunity, and they landed in Anderson Valley, of all places, and started Charles Lumber Company, and I was born and raised here on the property, and I was, as you alluded to, I was a country girl. We raised animals. My parents always had a big garden. We had Black Angus cattle when I was young, so, it's that kind of area. It's very rural still. It's very quiet, very pretty. Very green right now with all the rain.
I
grew up amidst all of this, this kind of bucolic beauty.
How does a family go from lumber work, the Charles Lumber Company, into the wine business?
So the timber business here kind of died out in the 60s. At the same time, my grandfather died, suddenly had a heart attack at age 50. And so that's how they got out of the business, through a series of events. The business was already winding down anyway in the area. And so my grandmother sold off the mill, just didn't want to run a lumber mill by herself at that point in time. And, my father was still very young. And they farmed on the side and moved into other things. And so that's how they got out of the timber business. And I actually got into wine because my parents had planted a vineyard around the time that I was leaving high school, going to college.
Just for fun? They had a vineyard for fun doing their own homemade wine, or what were they doing?
They were just selling fruit to producers.
Fruit,
okay. They were the growers.
All right. So they sold it. So you decide to get into it. Where do you go to school?
I went down to Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo.
But didn't you major like in journalism or something? You didn't get into wine right away, am I right?
I didn't, no. I saw how much hand labor and manual labor that owning a vineyard was, and I wasn't entirely sure at that point, being a teenager, if that's really what I wanted to do with my life. So I was a journalism major, minored in agricultural communication, so stayed close to agriculture. But, you know, it wasn't until I turned 21 and really could go out and enjoy, you know, the whole Central Coast wine region. And I had already met my husband, and we fell in love with wine together there.
So you didn't work in the newspaper business or radio or television or anything like that?
No, I did a little freelance writing after school, but in wine. I'd already fallen hard for wine.
You found out how crooked the other type of journalism is, so you decided to go into wine business.
Well,
there.
You know, the salary was a little lacking, I will admit that.
Okay. All right, so you do wine writing again. So you guys decide to expand and start. When do you make the conscious decision to start doing your own wines at Foresight?
We did dabble in home wine while my parents were selling the grapes. Oh. And it was while I was working in the business right out of school. I ended up in the PR and marketing side of the wine business. My husband transferred up to Sonoma State and got a wine business degree and was making Pinot Noir in Russian River. And on the side, we always had this barrel of wine that we were making in our rented white carpeted apartment in Santa Rosa, which I'm sure our landlord loved.
White carpeted apartment. That's good for someone that's out trudging around out in the vineyards. It's good.
Yeah.
Shoes at the door, I'm sure, was the word, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you're growing all this. You do this. And what year is that you start doing the winery?
So 2006, we started the winery, and, you know, we had been making wine on the side, doing kind of these very traditional techniques, and we loved the wines, and we'd been working for other people and just thought, you know, maybe we could come home and do this for ourselves, do this with the family. We use very old world winemaking techniques.
I was going to say, you got French and German heritage, so it must have old world style in your wines, correct?
We do, yeah. We don't, it's kind of like San Francisco sourdough. They just use the yeast and all the cultures that around them. We don't add yeast. We don't filter our wines. It's how we, people made wine for, thousands of years before we invented all our new toys that we have in the winemaking business. So
what,
we're very,
what
very
wines
old
do you
world.
Produce? What do you produce right now?
We do mostly Pinot Noir. We do usually 3 to 5 Pinots a year just from our one site. And we do Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon, which is another dry white wine most people aren't familiar with.
So Sauvignon Blanc. That's good. And it's Foresight. How'd you get the name Foresight Wine?
Four generations looking to the future. So it's spelled F-O-U-R.
F-O-U-R-S-I-G-H-T-W-I-N-E-S.com is the website. These wines are great. I had my lawyer in the office. He was screaming, "This is a great bottle of wine." He checked it out of the vino. Christy Charles, thanks for being with us. Check out ForesightWines.com.